This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. John Campbell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal Governor Andrew Cuomo's former top aide and allies will be on trial on corruption charges during much of his re-election campaign, as a federal judge split an upcoming trial in two July 18th. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni split the case into two separate trials. The first is about bribery charges against former top Cuomo aide Joseph Percoco. The second is focused on alleged bid rigging with former SUNY Polytechnic Institute president Elaine Caloyeros and the Buffalo Billion, one of Cuomo's economic development programs. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that a newsletter for sex offenders in prison is being blocked by the St. Lawrence Psychiatric Center in Ogdensburg. Two newsletters from Citizens United for the rehabilitation of errants and sex offenders restored through treatment sent to sex offenders at the state-run hospital were sent back to their publisher unopened with a return to sender notice. The other state facility for sex offenders, the Central New York Psychiatric Center in Marcy, has reportedly banned some inmates from participating in monthly conference calls with members of the group and other prison reform advocates. The State Office of Mental Health said they can block the calls if they run counter to the treatment plans of the hospital. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that overnight rains July 17th caused large combined sewer overflows from Troy, 5.4 million gallons, and Albany, 3.8 million gallons, as well as Half Moon, 648,000 gallons. About 1.3 inches of rain fell July 17th in Albany, causing the spills. A $45 million sewage treatment facility is still 4 or 5 years from starting up, according to Joe Coffey, Albany City Commissioner for Water and Water Supply. Until then, large amounts of sewage overflow will continue to end up in the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.